Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gamers in Patron Hangout. We actually didn't have any questions come in through the Patreon, so it's all up to you, chat room. What do you guys want us to talk about tonight?
It's true. Ryan
and I were just talking a little bit about how crappy our days were, so...
Well, okay. So. Something positive... I can talk about something positive that happened to me, but something positive...
And I can talk about something positive that's going to happen to me.
Exactly. So, like, it wasn't, like, for most people who saw on Twitter, I did go get an ultrasound again with Ashley, and it was fantastic. We have pictures. I promised I wouldn't post them on social media until, like, you know,
family I've seen them.
Yes, Jocelyn's seen them because, you know, you kind of have to, like,
exactly.
I sent it to the guys. I sent it to you, and you're now, like, part of the group anyways, right? So...
Exactly.
It fit right in. So, no, but there were other things that happened, and yeah, it's not, unless someone's going to ask about the bad shit that happened, which isn't fun. Don't do that. But, and good stuff is going to happen to you, which is great.
Matt is going to be here imminently, like 4 hours from now, which is very, very exciting. He's just texting me now. He's through security. So, yay, go team.
Yay, flight talk. He's through security.
He's through security.
Is he flying Air Canada?
I don't know. I think so.
Oh, man. Maybe they're not that bad from Toronto to Halifax.
Well, it's only one flight. How bad could it possibly be?
Well, don't say that. Where's the wood? Yeah, knock on some wood. You have a glass desk.
I only have glass.
Well, definitely don't throw a stone through a glass house. Don't do that. So... Here, maybe it'll transfer through the internet. Just hope that works.
Oh, yeah. I totally feel the luck.
Okay, perfect. Well, it's not luck. You're canceling out something bad
you said. Oh, something I said. That's true.
If you want luck, you're going to throw a horseshoe over your left shoulder, so. Don't do that.
I don't have one of those. I have a cat. What happens if I throw a cat?
If you shape her in a horseshoe fashion, and she's not a black cat, you should be able to hook her over your left shoulder and be fine.
Perfect.
Don't do that.
Okay, right on that, except he's a he.
Oh, right. Well, all animals are female to me for some reason. I don't know why. For questions, chat room, just post them in the chat. You don't have to be a patron. If you're here live, we consider you
You've earned it among
the good people. Now... Yeah, we will probably limit it to patrons for calling in. So if you want to call R. Murphy TGI, add me as a Skype contact. We'll get you sorted out. We're only going to have one person on the call at a time. We've learned our lesson. I think everybody felt the wrath from that one episode. So everyone's afraid to call in now. So.
All right. Azax in the chat room has given us our first question. Says, Jocelyn, are you ready to have a Psyblade battle with me at BlizzCon? Yes, Azax, I am. I don't know if you guys actually saw this or not, but the BlizzCon swag bags this year come with an inflatable Psyblade from, you know, the Zealots in StarCraft?
Right.
How they have the blue arm things? You get an inflatable one. I swear to God, I'm going to find myself two because you have to have two. It's going to be amazing.
Oh, man. Yeah, the Hearthstone... Guys, I'm all into Hearthstone now. So the Hearthstone luggage tag, if I wasn't if I wasn't checking my luggage in all the time, I would totally get that. But now I'm afraid that people, like some security guy would be like, oh man, Hearthstone, yoink. no one needs a luggage tag.
I may have ordered a second bag.
You can do that?
You certainly can.
Oh my God.
They emailed you a code for your virtual goodies. You have to redeem that code and then click a link on the announcement page, and it'll check your BattleNet account for it, and then you can get it.
Oh, man.
How much is a goodie
bag?
I
need to do that.
It was 35, so...
No way.
That's really good. And it comes with a messenger bag, or is that just...
Yeah, it's a super sweet messenger bag filled with... Okay, so there's a side blade, there's a luggage tag, there's a vinyl figure from Heroes, which I don't know if it's a blind pick or not.
Looks
Can't really
way.
Tell.
I think it is a blind pick.
Yeah.
So,
an Overwatch pin, a little murky Illidan dude, and then there's another keychain... I think, is that a Zerg keychain? It's kind of
no, Diablo. Diablo.
Oh, Diablo. Oh, psh, stupid. Man, no wonder. Diablo.
So I have to buy a virtual ticket, and then I have to, buy the bag, right? So the virtual ticket's 40. Oh, man, guys, I was not gonna do this until like.
Well, like I mean, November. Really, if all you want is like the bag and the virtual ticket stuff, like I have an actual BlizzCon ticket. Can't I just give you my? Oh no, because it's tied to Battle.net. Damn.
I mean, I don't want to take anybody else's stuff, but I'm thinking like, yeah.
He would also get all your virtual things like the Marlock.
I know, and there's no way you're getting my Murky.
Well, I will buy. I'm just saying, I will buy the virtual ticket eventually. But now we're talking like $40 American, and then what's the goodie bag? $35 American,
plus shipping.
Plus shipping to Canada, plus customs. Oh, and tax.
Yeah, I was going to say you have to watch those customs. It's pretty bad.
Actually, I don't even know if they ship to Canada. So,
I'm sure that they do. It just costs you an arm and a leg. It'll probably double the cost of the bag.
Well, I only have
also.
Two.
Hi, Sparky. How are you doing?
Yeah, Sparky's
good.
Here.
Yes.
Good.
We're doing great now that you brought up BlizzCon, because now I've been like so November excited. Is so close, and man, Jocelyn, you're gonna have a stellar 3 weeks there. Not at BlizzCon, but you're gonna have like something on every weekend. I bet you're super excited. But
wait, why? What?
You're super excited.
Garrett's wedding, and then BlizzCon, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, no. When you said like 3 weeks, I was like, what am I forgetting?
Well, Extra Life is the week after.
Oh, Extra Life. That's right. Okay, so I've got Garrett's wedding,
mm-hmm.
BlizzCon, Extra Life,
mm-hmm.
moving day.
Wait a minute. Are you moving the week after Extra Life?
In and around there somewhere.
So are you going to like just let go on Extra Life and just let your apartment just like, oh man, it smells like gamer in here. Is that what's going to happen?
You assume my apartment doesn't always smell like gamer.
Well, you always tell me you're cleaning. What are you doing? Playing Rocket League?
Probably.
Oh. Maybe.
All I'm thinking is that I just think that if you like get your gamer funk stuck in an apartment, do you have to pay like the cleaner's fee, like if you were a smoker?
Well, I don't actually have any like soft surfaces. Like you can kind of see a little bit of my floor here, and it's all hardwood all the way through my whole entire apartment. There's no like carpet. There's no nothing. So,
oh, man, you haven't smelled funk until you smelled hardwood funk.
Yeah, if I can funk up hardwood, then that's some pretty gamery funk.
I love that. I love that Sparky's like, I did not come here. Like, isn't this about the patrons and we're talking about your funk? What's going on? By the way, Sparky, it's really nice to see you again. It's been a month. Like what?
Yeah.
Like 3 weeks? Oh, I feel like just yesterday we were having sandwiches in the old sandwich shop. It's gonna be unfortunate
sandwiches
if I'm unable
and James
to go
spilling coffee everywhere.
Oh, I do remember that. It went everywhere. Where's James? James should be here. He's a patron.
He should be. He's probably sleeping though. He's back in England.
I forgot. Yeah, 5 hours. 5 hour
My
difference.
Poor coffee.
Oh yeah. So,
just had to bring that up, Ryan. Didn't
I? Didn't. It wasn't me. I said sandwiches.
What are you talking about?
I was talking about the good times, not the scary. Jocelyn needs coffee right now times. Like, let's not go too far. So Sparky, what do you want to talk about? I feel like we keep hijacking. This is your time to shine.
Yeah.
Well, BlizzCon, pretty excited for that. Also, mm-hmm. last weekend, just random trip to Disneyland for my daughter as a surprise, and bought annual passes. So probably working a family trip down to Anaheim right around BlizzCon. So we get the
Very
most
cool.
out of the annual That's pass, great. But, really excited for the season 4 in Diablo just to get my hero's mount.
What do you have to do to get a hero's mount?
You have to get a level 70 season 4 character.
Ah.
And it's the
season 4 start. Were there like other crossovers in previous seasons? Because I have not touched Diablo.
No, this is the first Diablo crossover, I believe.
Okay.
And they're also doing another one. Flipped, I think you get a hero's banner for your back in Diablo. But yeah, looking excited for all the Blizzard stuff that's coming up. I mean, beta for Overwatch should be soon, crossing fingers.
I know. I'm actually really, really, really excited for Overwatch. I feel like that's going to be my next big thing. I didn't get into heroes as much as I really wanted to because the top down just doesn't pull me in. but I feel like the whole like first person shooter craziness might be what I need, because I love Smite. Like, I can play Smite all day, every day, and it's because it pulls me right in with that kind of over the shoulder third person view. So I feel like Overwatch is, it's going to be my thing. I'm excited.
And do you like Overwatch is going to take over my Halo 5 multiplayer, I think.
Mm.
Depending on how well it's done.
Sparky, are we on? Are we friends on Xbox One yet? Is that a thing?
No, because I sent. Oh, maybe I did send you one when we were at Nerdtacular. I don't remember.
I don't know. We'll connect later. But Overwatch is a first-person shooter, is it not? So I wonder.
Yeah.
I like the idea of first-person shooters, but I have a hard time being good at them. So I'm wondering if Overwatch is going to be it for me. Because I think that might have been the thing that kept me away from Heroes. And the only reason that I'm into Smite is because a lot of us were playing it at the time. And I think if all of us continue to play Heroes, continue to play Diablo and whatnot, I probably would still be into those games. So, but it sounds like everybody's all in for Overwatch. And none of us are playing.
I already have an Overwatch t-shirt.
Well,
which I got at last BlizzCon.
Then you're locked in.
I was like, I need that t-shirt.
Yeah, I bought my Reaper t-shirt. And that was
nice.
Oh.
That's probably the care. Even with all the new releases, he's probably still the one I want to play the most.
Yeah. Interesting. I played the medic, and I liked her. She was fun.
The medic, which is the I'm trying to remember her name.
The jetpack medic?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
There isn't a Swedish medic, is there? Or I'm thinking of something different.
I don't remember. I haven't kept up with it, really. I've just been waiting for them to announce beta, and then I plan to go head first, so I haven't been keeping up with all the announcements in the news.
We're not going to make the same mistake twice, where we're like, I don't know, what are we going to do while we wait for Overwatch? Let's try this Smite thing, see how it goes.
Yeah,
no, that was Heroes of the Storm. I was like, oh man, none Heroes, of us are in Heroes. Let's go play this Smite game. It's a MOBA. All right. Man, Smite's the best. He's Heroes of the Storm. Are we allowed to say that on this network? I guess we're not streaming on Amove, so that's fine. They'll never know.
Doesn't matter, though. Everyone...
I know, I'm joking, of course. Yeah. You don't have to like everything. I mean, sometimes I get weird looks when I say that I only play StarCraft for the single player. You know, that's like saying I only play Call of Duty for the single player. It's just, it's such a weird...
I do the same for both.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying... I think we're all the same, but I think that... when it goes against like the norm, the standard, it kind of, it's weird. That's considered, we are in the minority. I think.
So Rocket League, do you guys think it has the staying power? Do you think the pro scene that they're starting up is going to go anywhere?
Well, I think Rocket League is stupid fun. It sucked me in and kept me playing a whole lot longer than I thought it was going to. I'm not good, so, I mean, it's kind of hard to, I don't know, get behind a game that you play so much, but you never improve at. It's good because I know what we've mentioned before is that there is no competitive advantage to any, like, there's no balancing that you have to do because, like, no one car is better than another. Like no boost makes you go faster. No, there's nothing like that. So from a balance perspective, it would be a good esport, but I don't know if it's interesting and diverse and kind of crazy enough to be an esport. I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean, I don't
know.
You,
Ryan?
I don't know if it needs to be an esport for it to have staying power. I think a game can exist solely on just the merits of being fun. And I think as an esport, it might be too random. Like there's skill there, but if you get everybody just ups the skill. I mean, Hearthstone is random too, right? So that, you know, at a certain point, skill can only take you so far. Then you kind of just have to rely on the dice. But yeah, you have to play within those limits. But I think when it comes to Rocket League, I think the esport thing is a gimmick. It's not gonna last. And I know that Psyonix, the developers, are definitely capitalizing on the fact that they're getting esport deals. And I could be wrong because I don't know anything about esports. Well, I know some stuff about esports, but I think what's really going to keep it lasting is just the fact that they're continuing to support it with both free and paid DLC, allowing people who have gotten it for free or purchased the base game to continue to play it, and others to supplement that lack of revenue from those people with cosmetic DLC. And then everybody's happy because they're all getting the maps for free. They're all getting new features for free. And I think it's just a matter of keeping the game stable and making sure that you're giving people options to throw money back at the developers. I think a lot of people bought that first $5 piece of DLC, and that $5 piece of DLC that they put out is pretty rockin'. Like, it's full of good stuff. Like, I think it's 4 cars, a bunch of customization options, two vinyls, or it's crazy. It's when you compare that to other games of that model, you're looking at like, oh, it's $2.99 for this car. It's 99 cents for this vinyl. It's like, no, they're not doing that.
If it's that cheap, like I'm thinking of like Smite, where it's like, oh, you can have a new skin for $10 or $15, but we're not going to tell you it's dollars. We're going to tell you it's gems.
It's points.
And then you won't care. Yeah.
And I think that Rocket League, the developers are just treating their gamers, they're being very humble about the success they've had, and I think the only reason they're in esports is because someone came knocking. And when esports comes knocking, you say, hell yes, get in here, here's a beer, let's go. Like, I think that's what happened there. And I hope I'm wrong that it does have staying power with esports, because how fun would it be to watch a couple people, I mean, you've all seen reaction videos for Rocket League, how fun would that be on a global scale?
I think Jim really hit the nail on the head. He's in the chat room right now saying if they have a good spectator mode, it could become a decently popular esport. And I think that's what's missing right now is, like, it's hard to watch somebody play, right? Like, really all we've got is streams. And Matt and I were trying to figure it out last night because the patch notes said spectator mode, but we couldn't figure out how to spectate each other. So it's definitely not as easy as Hearthstone, where you just pick a friend and click spectate. So... However, it's implemented, if it is implemented, I haven't figured it out yet, but...
Maybe they'll get a tournament
spectator mode is what they need. something like that. Something like that makes it easy to... Because right now, you can't... I guess you could do... if you're all in the same party, you can do 2v2 and choose teams. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but there's no easy way to do... like an open tournament or something. It's the same as Hearthstone. Like, you need a separate system service in order to get in there and actually run a tournament. So the more tools that they create to enable esports, the longer it's going to stick around. But I don't know. It's really hard to say, because part of my argument was going to be like, it's way too simplistic. But at the same time, like Call of Duty and CSGO, they're pretty simplistic. Like, it's the same maps over and over again. In Rocket League, it's the same maps over and over again. There's a definite skill differential. I mean, like, if you look at Matt and me playing last night, like, I'm terrible, he's amazing. And there's a huge skill differential there, and you can tell that by watching just people, like the way they move around the maps and stuff, even not even the way they hit the ball. So if you've got a skill differential and it's entertaining and it's fun, why not esports?
It'll be interesting to see what they do with their ladder system after we're out of this preseason that they're doing.
Yes. Chimera in the chat room wanted to know if Rocket League supports private servers.
I don't think so. Yeah, that's I doubt it supports private servers. I think they have a select amount of servers per location, so a couple in the US and then a couple in Europe.
Yeah.
I've had no issues with the servers. They've been fine, except for one game. But you know, one out of the hundreds that we've
The bazillions of games that we've played.
Yeah. And considering how popular it is, like it's bound to have some issues. But it's been solid. I think it's been great. And I've not been one to complain about private servers or, you know, that's sometimes that used to make the news. Like Call of Duty will have shared servers, and it's like, dun dun dun, you know, okay, can I still play online? Perfect, let's go. But some people are, you know, pretty touchy about that stuff, so if people want to keep calling in and or asking questions in the chat, Sparky, you don't have to leave, but you know, if you got questions,
throw them out there. Midnight Bomber in the chat room says, small side note, 4 more subs of Karma and we get a duet with Jocelyn.
Perfect.
God damn
it. What's the song going to be?
Yeah, what's the song?
I don't know. She just hit me up on Twitter, like, I don't know, probably 2 or 3 weeks ago and was like, I hope you don't mind, but I made my sub goal singing with you on my stream. And I was like, I said I'd never sing, Karma.
The one time. They always pull me back in.
So it'll be the one time, because I would do anything for that woman. She's amazing. So you should all go sub to twitch.tv/karma. That's KARMAAH. So 2 A's and an H on Karma.
Good.
And then I will sing on her stream because reasons.
You should. What are you gonna say? Okay, what are song suggestions, everybody? Like, I don't know good duets. Like,
I don't know, and I don't even know if it has to actually be like a duet, or if it just has to be like the two of us singing the same song at the same time. I'd be okay with that. If it's like a she sings a line, then I sing a line. I don't know about that. But
singing to each other.
I mean, there's always Grease. Summer loving anybody?
Wait, why wouldn't you choose a song? Like, choose like a TV theme so you don't have to like go on for very long. Like, if you don't want to sing, I'm not saying.
Oh,
like,
that's true.
Like, pick that's like
70s show theme song. There you go.
Yeah, what's that one? I can't even remember that show.
I've been watching it at night.
So. You could sing "Bananas in Pajamas."
Ooh, the theme from Scrubs is like one line.
Does he just say "Scrubs" over and over again?
There is a full song.
No.
Oh, the full songs. If they don't, if usually if a TV show has a full song and they only use the version that has one word in it, you know it's good. Oh, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air theme would be great.
That could be good.
Yeah.
That could be good. I feel like I want to do something stupid and fun like that. Like, I don't want to have to actually, like, sing. Like, I can't sing, guys. Like, I don't know why you want to hear this, because it's actually brutally bad.
You're not even helping them. You're giving them more ammo.
I just want to hear it more.
Yeah. So, sub,
I mean, I
Karma.
Am, like, some kind of opera shit. I don't know. What's like the best of the singing? I don't even know.
I don't
but
know.
But that's what I am. I can totally do it. All of it. Yeah.
Rap music. I don't know. Yeah, pick a rap song.
Rap
and then
music
you,
is the best of the singing?
Then you don't have to. If you pick rap music, I'm trying to trick
then
you.
Then I don't talk. Have to sing. I can just talk. That's true.
You can
true.
Just talk. You can go. I don't know any raps. I don't know any rap songs, guys. I'm trying to find Karma's Twitch stream so I can put it in the chat. I don't know. It was KARMAAH. How do you tell how many subs that a person has? Oh, she's live right now. I'm going to... Sorry. Ah. She's playing Hearthstone, guys. Oh, there it is. See?
She's always playing Hearthstone.
Oh, I suppose. Yeah, you're right. Here's the storm.
She's been legend 21 times.
Oh, my. Oh, look. It's right on the screen. She's 16 for 20. That's crazy. Yep. That's cray cray. All right. Yep. Well, there you go, folks. You can go there. Anybody else want to call in our Murphy TGI? Ask a question in the chat. You guys, it's been pretty quiet today, actually, funny enough.
Siren, I got a question. How are you liking Hearthstone since you've gotten back in?
Well, if you go to youtube.com/RyanMurphyCA and watch Ryan Wrecked Ranked with Friends... First episode with Jocelyn Moffat. I've been having a good time, and I've been addicted to it since then. I'm clearing my quest log every week, as I promised I would. I don't know. As I joked on the stream, I don't think the teacher would accept the dog ate my homework.
Nope.
I haven't gotten back into building decks, but I am playing ranked and the Tavern Brawl, of course, because I'm... And man, every time I play that Tavern Brawl, Jocelyn and Sparky, I'm this close to buying that pre-purchase. Is that allowed, though? Like, should I do that? Like, does that not undermine the whole idea behind the core tenets of Ryan Wrecked Ranked, which is basically playing
from... Yeah, it depends what you want to do. If you really want to stick to free-to-play, then obviously no, don't buy the cards. But if you just want to play the game, then... buy the freaking cards.
It's not about wanting to stick free to play. It's about putting myself in. But then again, like, when you really enjoy
you're
something,
you're still a new player. It doesn't matter if you throw $1,000 at it. You're still going to be a new player. You can still make stupid deck choices and stupid plays. Like,
it's true. And for the record,
like, you just throw money at it and all of a sudden you just win.
That's true. Yeah. I've been thinking about it, and I know I have, now that I know I have until Monday to do it, well, the weekend to do it, but I've just been really enjoying, I know I watched the Tavern Brawl that you and Garrett did, and you guys were kind of commenting on how the decks weren't that great, but, like, as a new player, like, quote-unquote new, and as someone who hasn't been playing Hearthstone in a long time, like, those decks are a lot of fun. And not crappy. I actually really enjoy them. They might be a crappy deck and they might not work well.
Oh, like, they were fun. I think basically what Garrett and I were commenting on was that they weren't the best use of the new mechanics. In that, like, they highlighted some of the new cards, like Lock and Load in the Hunter deck, like the Joust mechanic in the Hunter deck, and the Inspire mechanic in the, I was going to say Paladin, in the Mage deck. But the thing is, like, there are so many other decks that people have already, like, theory crafted and they're excited about. There's an Inspire card that lets you use your hero power for free. So all that kind of stuff makes Inspire a lot more viable. So there just are better ways to use those cards. And some of the Inspire cards and some of the Joust cards are terrible on their own. So,
And I felt like those decks on their own might not work well in ranked, or might not make it past the first week of Grand Tournament, but I feel as though paired together against each other, they're pretty balanced. Not balanced, but they're pretty equal in fun and cheesiness, but
They're definitely fun. They're like, I mean, it completely and utterly depends on RNG, which is a little bit worrisome. Like,
Not for me. I think that's great because I don't plan on getting, like, super skilled. Like, I'm gonna obviously learn things, because then that would be, if I said I wasn't gonna learn anything, that'd be more in spite of the people who are gonna be helping me out. Like, that's like saying, like, oh, I have terrible teachers. That's, you know, I'm not gonna. But I think that I will get I will be able to get to a point where I'm a little bit more skilled. But I do enjoy the randomness when it's on my side. Now, that Joust mechanic stuff,
there you go,
is like, I had a game where it failed.
If you're
every
playing
single
for like
time.
$100,000, that would be really frustrating.
Yeah, but see, and that's the thing, like, I'm not, but I know I'm never, it's okay, I know I'm not, like, hear me out here, I know you're not trying to stop me, hold me back, guys, hold me back. No, I think that when it comes to esports, as someone who will always be a spectator, I don't plan on becoming a professional Hearthstone player. So I kind of hold no sympathy for those guys. Like, they chose their game. Like, if they didn't want RNGs, they should have gone and played Halo 5 or Call of Duty or something. I think when it comes to Hearthstone, when it comes to the randomness, that's great for us as spectators. Could you imagine seeing someone, like, being up and they lose a joust and it all goes downhill from there? I think that'd be hilariously fun.
Well, it happens a lot. Like, I mean, you see that now with, like, cards that come out of the Piloted Shredder. A lot of the spells that hit for, like, something between a range. And it's like, you know, it could, like, Crackle could hit up to 6, but then it hits for 3 and it doesn't kill the minion. And then you lose all your tempo. And it just, like, that happens all the time now. And you're right, it does make for some pretty crazy moments, but at the same time, it's like, if you're that player and you're like, okay, I have a 75% chance to win the game if Crackle just hits for 4, 5, or 6, and then it hits for 3, and then you lose, like, oh my god. Yeah. You've done everything else right except for your random Crackle that had a 25% chance to lose you the game, and then it does. Like, that's when it really starts to suck.
I think when you get to that point in a game and you're having to rely on RNG, I'd argue that you didn't do everything right to get to that point.
That's true. Yeah, and I mean, that's like, it's like rubber banding in Mario Kart, right? Where you're like, oh man, I'm in 8th place, I should just give up. It's like, no, get the blue shell.
Have the blue shell.
Get that stupid 8-item bullshit and just work your way through and all the way to the top. Like, random And I think that rubber banding is more in there for against the CPUs than it is against playing your friends. But in Hearthstone, I think that randomness is what makes it fun. Like, I've had a couple games where due to randomness, I've just been able to totally wipe the floor. And that's got to be even more frustrating than almost getting to win and then having that quickly bounce back. I don't know. For me, as a casual player and as someone who will probably remain casual, I think that's a lot of fun. And but it is weird, you're right, for esports. As a game that's been doing very well with esports, it is kind of weird to see Blizzard do this. Like, basically throw a wrench into the whole thing. It's kind of, well, in my eyes, I don't know if that's actually the case, but...
Yeah. You mean with the whole joust mechanic?
Well, with randomness. Like, in this one, it just seems like they're really trying to mix things up with the random joust stuff and Inspire and all that. I think Inspire's really cool, too. But
Inspire's really cool, and Inspire's one that's going to kind of stick around, and it's, like, the big one. Like, Joust is kind of secondary in the tournament expansion, and I really think Inspire's going to stick around. I like it as a mechanic quite a lot. Joust, you can build a joust deck, like, and that's basically what that hunter deck is it's full of early low mana removal. So you've got, like, your hunter's marks, you've got your arcane shots, that kind of stuff, and then basically all your minions are 4, 5, 6 and up mana. So that's the idea of a joust deck, is if you have no low cost minions, you're never going to lose a joust, in theory.
Yeah,
obviously, like, the people you're playing against will still have some big minions, like, say, Ragnaros or something like that. But the idea is they have a few big minions, you have all big minions, and you just get rid of all their little stuff until you can start playing your big minions and winning your joust. Because, like, when you do win a joust, those minions get way overpowered. Like, you get that Master Jouster, the 5-6, and then if you win the joust, it gets Divine Shield and Taunt. It's like a non-legendary version of Tyrion. It's crazy. The only thing you don't get is that Ashbringer.
Yeah. I mean, I think Blizzard knows what they're doing, but I mean, to us, I haven't played much more than the Tavern Brawl, and but it just seems like it's tempting to jump in and pick up that pre-purchase and run with it.
Plus, you get a sweet card back.
Well, yeah. See, the card back.
The card back is awesome.
Is it awesome?
Yeah.
I haven't looked at it. If someone wants me to buy it.
I feel like paladins, for some reason, just fit the whole tournament theme so much better than anything else. Probably because they have, like, a sword and a shield. I don't know. But paladins seem to just... What?
They have a sword and a mace. Warriors. Or mace and a shield. Warriors, sword, and shield. Get it right.
No, paladins. Paladins in Warcraft carry swords.
Two-handed swords. Come on. Know your lore.
That is a pretty good... Sorry, guy, I have to interrupt. That is a pretty awesome card back. I'm just looking at it right now.
Yeah.
It's like a card, and it's layered with a shield and two of those jousting pointy things.
So, lances.
Thank you. I was at a loss for word. I mean, I left my lance in the other room, so I didn't even have, like, a visual guide. So... No, I am tempted. We'll see how the weekend goes. And I mean, it's only been 1 week. This could just be like Ryan plays a new thing and gets excited. So we'll see.
Well, you can only get the pre-order bonus until the game comes out. And the game comes out on Monday. So
I can pretty much guarantee you that I will probably not purchase more than a couple packs at a time if I don't buy the free package.
Bet you a bazillion dollars that I'm going to get a text on Sunday night saying, oh my God, I caved.
Okay, for those who are interested, is that what we do on the next episode? Like, I open 50 packs and...
Yes. You would not believe how many people on Twitch love to watch streamers open packs. It's a thing.
Is it?
If it's like, you know, the shows my daughter watches, just people opening toys. It's, I mean.
Oh, I heard about that. I can't believe that's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see.
I guess it's like unboxings for tech nerds.
I guess.
But then, like, what do I do? Like, I can't spend $50 American on card packs.
See, you say that right now, but I'm telling you, by Sunday night, after playing more of the playing more of the Tavern Brawl, and just by doing all your quests and recording the next episode, and still being so hyped about Hearthstone, by Sunday night, you will cave and you will have made that purchase.
But what about?
Or I will have hacked your account and you will have made that purchase.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, and I will buy it. No. I wonder, though, like, we were talking about Until Dawn. Like, is that another game people are interested in that we should be talking about? Like, more than cards.
I once spent $20 on expert packs and I already own the whole set just because I felt like opening some packs. It's so much fun, dude.
We'll see. Maybe. Damn it.
Until Dawn. Right. Sorry, Sparky. Until Dawn is. We kind of touched on it a little bit on the episode last night, but it's like a 10 to 15 hour-ish adventure horror game. So it's kind of an evolved version of all the stuff that we've been playing around, like, you know, Walking Dead, Wolf Among Us, and then now Life is Strange. So basically it's like, it's all the conversations and everything else. It's not so much based on, like, you know, stabbing action. The bad guy or anything like that. Yeah, there's not action. It's adventure. But there's, like, the developer said something like there's a potential to have millions of different endings because, like, each and every choice you make in the game, like, it doesn't even have to be, like, dialogue stuff. It could be, like, even right at the very beginning, like, opening a car door for somebody, or, you know, like, walking through one room and then going through another room, like, which room you go into first sort of thing. All of that stuff kind of compounds into a different ending for everybody. He said that it would be almost virtually impossible for two people to have the exact same playthrough of that game. So it's really interesting.
I guess I will never play it since it's PS4 only.
Yeah.
It is a PS4 exclusive, unfortunately. But I put the link, not unfortunately, it could come elsewhere, but it is being published by Sony. So, I mean, if you're holding your breath, it could eventually see release on PC. But this game would be actually ripe for live streaming. So, yeah. Like, Joss, if you wanted to stream this, like, this would probably be a really good title. Probably more interesting than Life is Strange. It seems a little more action-packed.
More interesting because, yeah, it is action-packed. It is horror. So it's like there's a serial crazy killer dude stalking you in the woods sort of thing. And as I was reading it, all I kept thinking was Cabin in the Woods, Cabin in the Woods, Cabin in the Woods, which is like one of my favorite movies of all time. But I really am looking forward to it, even though it's a horror title. And I feel like it's going to be a lot more interesting to stream both as a viewer and as a player than something like Five Nights at Freddy's or Outlast, because there's going to be that story element to it. And its story is kind of the premier thing. So it's going to be scary. There's going to be things jumping out at you. It's going to be, you know, heart pounding and exciting. But it's, you know, there's more to it than just the jump scare. So I'm excited.
It looks neat. And it comes out next week, a day after the grand tournament. So
I know.
It's going to be an expensive week. Especially in Canada. I mean,
I get paid on Friday, though, so it's all good.
Right. Exactly. Think. You hope. If you don't, oh, man, it's going to be a rough week. I'm looking forward to it. We're starting to get to that point where summer is gone, fall is getting here, and it's just going to start ramping up, and before you know it, it'll be November, and everybody's like, Fallout 4, it's so good. So, yeah, it'll be interesting. Like Cyril HS is saying about a German who opened a pack with three legendaries and goes crazy. I have not seen that video. It sounds awesome.
All right, chat room, we are pretty much coming up on 9 o'clock. I know we started a little bit late, but you guys don't seem to be throwing many questions at us, so I think we're going to wrap it now because we want to jump right into some Smite. Probably have about a 10 to 15 minute break because I have to go shove some food in my mouth, but as soon as I'm done, then we will be doing some Smite streaming, so look forward to that. Thank you so much for calling in, Sparky. Always nice to talk to you.
Thanks, Sparky. Been good.
Agreed. So if you guys want to catch our regular episodes, you can do so on twitch.tv/amovetv every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Oh, I'm so looking forward to like living in the Eastern time zone again, so I don't have to always go, okay, wait, 8 o'clock my time means 7 o'clock. And math in my head, boo earns. Even though it's only an hour, yeah. I can never remember because it's so close. I'm like, okay, wait, is the time I remember my time or Ryan's time?
And sometimes I'll get texts like, is that 7 your time or my time? It's like, no one goes by Atlantic. So it's like, if I were to say, hey, everybody, we're streaming at 8 a.m. Atlantic, they'd be like, what? Well, that's a bad example. Like, no one's going to get up for 7 a.m. Yeah. Eastern. But, oh, Extra Life. More details coming soon on Extra Life.
Right off the rails.
It's going to be great. But we should play some Smite for Patreon game night.
So. Absolutely. So, yeah, we will be back in about 10 or 15 minutes. So, stay right here. Doo doo doo. I wish I had some sort of like cool music and like screen I could put up that said like be right back, but I don't. So,
you might have to sing.
Don't go anywhere. I'm not singing.
Okay.
Damn. Bye, guys.
So close.